Anti-cyberbullying. What is cyberbullying, and how is it different from traditional bullying? While similar to traditional bullying, cyberbullying has many differences that make it challenging to deal with. Victims often do not know who the bully is or why they are being targeted. The cyberbully can hide his or her identity by using anonymous email addresses or screen names. Hurtful actions of a cyberbully with a few keystrokes or clicks of a mouse can include an increasing number of people at school, in the neighborhood, or across the world. Everyone might not be directly involved, but the incident can be witnessed by millions in a matter of days or even hours if the posting goes viral. This could give the victim the feeling that absolutely everyone knows about it. Cyberbullying, unlike physical bullying, does not provide an option for its victims to walk away. It can be easier to be cruel using technology because a cyberbully doesn't have to face his or her target or see the immediate response. In fact, some teens might not realize the serious harm they are causing because they do not witness the victim's reaction. Finally, while parents and teachers are doing a better job supervising young people at school and at home, many adults don't have the technological know-how to keep track of what teens are up to online. As a result, a victim's experience may be missed, and a bully's actions may be left unchecked. Even if bullies are identified, many adults don't know how to stop the cyberbullying from happening. Cyberbullying is a growing problem because increasing numbers of children are continuously using computers, cell phones, or other electronic devices. 2/3 of young people go online every day for schoolwork, to communicate with friends, or just for fun. The fact that teens may be connected to technology 24/7 means they are open to cyberbullying around the clock. Next installment, Cyber Terms You Should Know. Reference box number 1. Cyberbullying can be defined as the use of computers, cell phones, and other electronic devices by people to deliberately and repeatedly taunt, harass, threaten, humiliate, or otherwise hassle others. Reference box number 2. Go viral. Used in reference to internet content, which can be passed through electronic mail and social networking sites, Facebook, Twitter, etc. An image, video, or link that spreads rapidly through a large number of users by being frequently shared is said to have gone viral. Source, UrbanDictionary.com. Newspaper activity, appreciating others. Sometimes bullying happens because of misunderstandings among people of different backgrounds. Look through the newspaper for articles or pictures about customs and traditions of various cultures, religions, nationalities, and ethnic groups. With your class and/or family, discuss the special qualities of these groups. Do you have similar traditions? What makes these groups unique and worth appreciating?
Source: www.cyberbullying.us. This is one of 6 newspaper and education features created to educate and prompt discussion about bullying and cyberbullying. Sponsored by the New York Newspapers Foundation. Produced by the New York News Publishers Association Newspaper and Education Program, and reviewed by Operation Respect, 2012.